little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next area for discussion is contraception. Jasmine is a 18-year-old girl, and she's come along to talk to you about contraception options because she's recently started a relationship.
So, Jasmine, thanks for coming in today and explaining to me what's going on at the moment with you. And you've told me that you'd like to know about what options are out there for stopping you from falling pregnant.
That's right, Doctor.
Okay, wonderful. So I'll just try to explain a little bit about what the options are. There is quite a lot of information to take in, and I will give you a leaflet to take away today after we're finished, because you may forget some of what I've told you. What I like to do is give you a bit of time to think about those options. I'll explain things today, and feel free at any point to stop me if you have a question or you're not sure about what I'm saying. Okay?
Okay, Doctor.
So there are various options for you to consider today, Jasmine, and perhaps the easier way to understand these is if I put them into two categories for you. Okay, so there are two main options for contraception. One of them is what we call long-acting reversible contraception, and there are a couple of different options within that, but essentially, they're quite effective because once you have them in, they're in for a few years. The other option, which I know you mentioned to me earlier that you were keen on, is tablets that you would need to be taking daily. But the problem with that is that they do actually have quite a high failure rate of about 9% over 3 years. So you have to sort of weigh up which of those options you would want. And I think, from already having spoken to you, you know, you would be suitable for to take the pill if you wanted that option. But I think in your situation, from what I understand from speaking to you, you really don't want to be falling pregnant at this stage in your life. So my recommendation for you would be to consider one of the long-acting reversible contraceptives, either the implant or the intrauterine device. Have you any thoughts on that?
I think I agree with you, Doctor. I need a near 100% contraception. I can't take a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's right. So I could give you some more information to have a read of about the intrauterine device and the implant. Both of them can affect your periods slightly, so you do need to be aware of that. And if you want to have a think about that and let me know which of the two options you would like, and then we could refer you to get those sorted out.
I agree, Doctor. I'll have a look at the pills, leaflets, and I'll get back to you.
Great.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.